To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Sports wagering in Missouri officially launches on December 1st. How's it work? Well, with me now is Mike Lira. He's executive director of the Missouri Gaming Commission. So, Mike, what happens on December 1st when all of this gets started? What should people expect?
So when midnight strikes on December 1st, people who have established an account will be able to place sports wagers in the state of Missouri.
What will those sports wagers be on? What applies in Missouri?
Oh, practically anything. Any professional sports, collegiate sports to an extent. But you'll be able to bet on sports all around the world. You'll be able to bet on tennis or basketball or hockey or football or whatever your desire is, that if that provider has a line on that, then you'll be able to bet on it.
Mike, does this only apply to Missouri residents, or can someone come into the state of Missouri and do this?
Yes, someone will be able to come into the state of Missouri, provided that you have an account with that provider, and you can establish an account like some Missouri residents did leading up to this over the years. They would have an account and drive across the state line. Geofencing recognizes that and would allow people. So all of the states surrounding Missouri, other than Oklahoma, have sports wagering. So Oklahoma residents can establish an account, drive across the border into Missouri on December 1st, and place their bets.
Who are the providers at this point?
So at this point, there are 8 providers of the mobile apps. Some of them are all but 2 of them are connected to casinos or a sports team. So there's DraftKings, Circa Sports. Those are the 2 untethered, meaning they have no affiliation with a sports team or a casino. And then the remainers are Caesars Sportsbook, BetMGM, Bet365, Fanatics, FanDuel, and Penn has their own Penn Gaming called The Score Bet.
What rules are these providers working under? What do they have to provide to the user?
Well, to the user, first of all, they have to have integrity monitoring providers. They have to have an agreement with integrity monitoring, such as we've seen over the past few weeks. There's been some shenanigans in the sports betting world, and those things are typically caught by monitoring services, third party, and then presented to the leagues. But, they're just typical sports betting. What would they provide? They provide a platform, an application from the use either from their PC or from a phone or from a casino or from a sports facility. You can go to a kiosk in place of that. So there's various ways that you can accomplish this. For example, in St. Louis, we anticipate the Cardinals utilizing Ballpark Village as probably the place for their sports book.
Are there limits to how much individuals can wager, say, per game or per day?
No, there are no limits. Now, there are some of these providers that do not cater towards the larger wagering person. So in particular, I think that that was one of the reasons the commission chose one of the platforms for the untethered licenses. They really don't have any restrictions or limits on their bet. So some of them cater to the smaller wagerer, and others cater to the larger wagerer.
What do they have to have in place for someone who might develop problems with their gaming?
So in the legislation, in the initiative petition that was passed by the voters in November, there is a requirement that the first $5 million or 10% of the tax revenue, the greater of, goes into a problem gamblers fund. So we have contracted with, under a memorandum of understanding with the Department of Mental Health, to provide those services. Those are currently offered for people who wager in casinos that feel they get in trouble and they want some help. So that service has been there, and now it will be enhanced by a much larger pool of funds for people to access and provide those services. You can put yourself on a list and ban yourself essentially for a period of time if you feel you're getting in trouble, you don't want to access the help from the state. You can put yourself on a list and you'll be restricted then from betting. You won't be able to satisfy that urge for a period of time.
Mike, based on what you've seen in other states that have started sports wagering, what are you expecting for the first few days of signups?
Well, there's a lot of enthusiasm. Right now, you are able to, as of Monday, you are able to open your account and fund your account. You can't place a bet. And we have not seen any numbers to this point, 3 days into that. But we know people are setting up their accounts and preparing for the first, for Monday the first. But, you know, we really don't know. We're anticipating enthusiasm, but we don't know how to calculate how many people or what the revenue numbers will be like. One of the geofencing providers is gracious enough to provide us with some data after this is up and running, after the first week. And they're going to show us what betting looked like on the borders, people crossing across state lines to place bets as they would today, and then how that's come back into the state of Missouri after a week. So if you'd like to reach back with us after we get that data, I think that'll be interesting for us to see how much of it has come back and at what levels people are, and not necessarily the dollar amounts, but at what levels they the numerals come through of the number of people that are betting. So
it will be interesting to see how it ebbs and flows during the various sports seasons.
Absolutely. As we know that if you get close to playoff season in football, there's a lot of enthusiasm. And then after that, you have the Super Bowl, and then basketball gears up, and then hockey gears up, and then the start of baseball season. So, we're just as curious as the public as how this is going to play out.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You mentioned the monitoring that each of the platforms will be doing. Are you concerned about any kind of bet rigging or anything of that nature in the state of Missouri?
Well, that, we are always concerned about that. And that is something that we pay close attention to. And there are a lot of safeguards in place to catch these things. Not only is there an obligation from the sports books themselves to monitor that, but third parties that monitor this will be providing data and potential problems to not only us, but the leagues. So I think that there are safeguards in place, and obviously there's always bad players, and no matter what industry you're in. So will there be problems? We expect there to be. We just don't know where they're going to come or what volume.
Remind us how this benefits Missouri.
So 10% of the revenue, of the revenue from the sports books after certain expenses that are allowed and payouts will come to the state, and the Gaming Commission will take what we need to operate and maintain and regulate this industry. And then the next $5 million goes to, as we mentioned before, will go to the Problem Gamblers Fund, or 10% of that revenue, the greater of, and then the rest will go to the Education Fund.
Mike, thank you so much. That is Mike Lira, Executive Director of the Missouri Gaming Commission, joining us this morning here on KMOX.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.